Tropical storm down there, hurricane, tornadoes, and all of it. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Back in the U.S., I would say, after being in Louisiana for over a week.
Huh.
So we had fun down there, got wet, spent a lot of time in the French Quarter and then on Bourbon Street, which is where you go. September 8, 2011, and we have Buddy Boo here chewing on his tobacco and Steve Barris chewing on his. How's it going, Steve?
Pretty good. We had a wonderful show last week. We talked about the new receptor and the color charts, the stones. It was really great. Really great show.
That's good.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, too, down there in the rain. We got down there the first day.
Yeah.
And it was pretty nice and sunny. We were planning on going on the Natchez Steamboat Dinner Tour and the whole nine yards. And then the next day, everything got canceled.
Right.
The nice thing about the South this time of year, you're walking in the rain. It's just like taking a warm shower.
Yeah.
So I was pretty much soaking wet, except when my shoes got messed up the whole time we were down there,
Yeah, for sure.
Hotel, and it's kind of cold because you're the cold air conditioning on your soaking wet clothes. It's kind of interesting.
Did you guys really enjoy the French Quarter? It's supposed to be really wild down there.
Oh, yeah. It's always been wild. I got lots of pictures.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we got a lot of pictures from being down there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
92 out here today. How is it with you?
It's about 60 degrees out here. It's been rainy all week, so I haven't had my Cobra out once.
Oh, it was raining? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You got Tropical Storm Ricky that we were in came up to you. That's right.
Yeah. It's been hitting us all week. So.
Yeah, well, it stayed down there for quite a while, but it didn't disrupt the flights. We weren't sure if we were going to be camping out down there for a while, you know.
Yeah.
But it was pretty
good. Absolutely. I'm trying to get a hold of our buddy in prison. I want to go down and visit him before it starts getting a little cooler.
Yeah, you should go down there. And trying to get him to sign up with, either Jeffrey Figart or... what's his name from CNN and do a high profile thing because his latest appeal got turned down last week while we were coming, and the Mark Garagos would be the other person.
Right.
And I know
they would
these cases on spec because he's the only guy in there in the federal corrections thing that has a misdemeanor. Everybody else is in there on a felony. He didn't commit any crime.
Right.
So he's in jail for no crime. And you should go visit. Did you send for your paperwork?
No, I haven't, but I'll do it tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, so I can get it done, and I can get it all sent down.
Looking forward to seeing you. I know that.
Oh, I'd like to see him. I mean, he's a great guy. We've talked a few times on energy and the necklaces that he has and I have, and he's really a nice guy.
Yeah, he really is. So anyway, here we are on the air, and people have been calling me all week since I got back wanting to ask questions, okay?
Huh.
So they call during business hours when I'm working and not doing consulting and charging if I do, which I'm not even having time to do that.
Right.
So here we have this one-hour radio show where people, stop that, where people can call in and ask questions.
Well, Ustream isn't up.
Yeah,
Ustream is off the air.
No, it's going. I'm looking right at it.
You're looking at it. Hold on, then I got to click something.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of listeners and watchers or whatever, Ustream is going like crazy here.
Ah, okay.
So also should be on the front page of BBS Radio, too, so let me see.
Fred Bell Show, here we go.
Fred Bell Show.
Yep.
Should also be on BBS Radio, too.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
I see.
Got chat room going. I got the chat room.
Yep,
working.
you're nice and he's on your shoulder again.
Yeah. Well, he likes to take a shower with me, but today he didn't understand shower.
Really?
So when I went down there, I said show, then he kind of jumped on me. But
yeah.
Huh. It's funny, huh? Yeah, it's really nice. And can you stop that? I'm going to put you back in. That's too much shrieking. He'll try to sneak over on me in a minute, though. He's a busy bird. Well, anyhow, we got it. Oh, look at that. On BBS Radio, we get an ad now.
Yeah.
Are you watching the BBS Radio side or the other side?
I'm watching the other side.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching Ustream right now.
Yeah. So we got the Christmas tree here, too, don't forget.
Oh, that's great. Yes. That's wonderful.
Have that a little bit here before we get going.
That's for all our old drag racer fans that are on.
Yeah.
That's great.
The way I used to race, you see there's a green light, right?
I didn't
wait for the green light to come on. I'd take off when this thing went out. That was the secret of getting off the line.
Yep. Yep.
You don't wait for the green. You wait for the yellow to quit, and then you're gone.
Then you're gone.
If you don't do that, you lose the race if it's tight.
That's
right. I won so many races doing that against even faster drivers, but they didn't know how to get off the line properly, you know?
Right. Nobody really knows that you were a national champion.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yep. I was for 1 year, but you had, I think, a couple years. That was good.
Here, 65 and 6, yeah. That was when I was still working. I think I was still at NASA then. Yeah, I was. That was my extreme outlet, you know,
before
I got into nutrition. And I was just taking vitamin E in those days because that's when my legs would hurt. My circulation was off.
Uh-huh.
My legs, even though I was young, and I had varicose veins. But when I found you start taking vitamin E, that gets rid of that problem. And later on, I found out you could take phosphorylated choline lecithin, PC lecithin, with vitamin E, and it jacks it up another 100%. So I've been taking that ever since. Ever since those days, I haven't missed my vitamin E treatment.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you take vitamin E?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to do that.
Yeah, and then you take nattokinase, too, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
That's good stuff.
Those are the things I take on my trip. You know?
Yep.
Whenever we're traveling. So, yeah, we'll talk about nutrition today a little bit in regard to our energy work.
Thing
is, if you didn't want to do it, I'll do it, you know. And basically, when we got into nutrition, as far as a relationship to electrical precursor devices, well, when we started the company, actually, which was 40 years ago or something like that, 75. Hey, you're going to have to stop that. You're not the show tonight. You're not the show. You're just not the show tonight, okay? I don't know how you teach a bird not to squawk. He just hasn't learned. So anyway, the first thing that happened was we were working with a chiropractor over Gary Couture, in Newport Beach.
Right.
And he, at that time, I was working for Pyramid Power 5, but I needed some kind of a day job after I spent all my money, retirement money.
Right.
So I went over there to sell pyramids to the department stores. Good thing for a rocket scientist to do at the time. So, there's a question. Are you still honoring the online projector? Prices. Yeah, we still honor those prices, I believe, even though gold is now close to $2,000 an ounce. Yeah, let me stop for a minute. Explain to people about our new website. Website people are creeps. They're jerks. They take your money, and they don't perform. We've been working for over a year on our new website that should have been up a year ago.
Right.
Trading. Okay. Until we change the prices, as far as I can say, some of the prices aren't going to be honored, but the big standalones will.
Yeah.
So anyway, we only had the Peridome, the Radome, and the Fire Dome. And the Fire Dome somehow or other ended up one of the best test pieces. And when Gary Couture would do kinesiology, he was a friend of John Thies, who was kind of the author of kinesiology.
Right.
When he would do muscle testing on different parts of the body, which were acupuncture points that represented nutritional values in the body.
Right.
When he would do testing on those different sites, he would find that, you know, with the pyramid on, all the nutritional sites appeared to be normal, even if the person was low on, say, vitamin C or calcium.
Okay.
As soon as we take the pyramid off, those deficiencies showed up.
Amazing.
Not going to work. It's going to have to be... Okay? I kind of miss Bella Boo. She was a lot quieter. She never squawked once. So anyway, we found that to be a fact. And then, of course, he would, go ahead and give the nutritional, the items that are necessary for the deficient points. That was what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened was there was a test lab over in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And they were testing the body efficiency of nutrients in the body, with assimilation on different people. Some people assimilate better than others. And,
right.
And then one of the tests that they did was vitamin C assimilation, because vitamin C is pretty important.
Right.
So what they would do is they would administer up to 5 grams of vitamin C,
right,
and over a 24-hour period, see how much the body eliminated and how much the body absorbed. And the ideal amount of vitamin C for a person is 5 grams, okay? Now, only hamsters and their guinea pigs and a couple other animals can manufacture their own vitamin C. And the humans are not.
Can you stop it?
Humans are not able to produce their own vitamin C, or break it down from other foods, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have vitamin C. Well, they
get
vitamin C out of food, but efficiency is 44. So what we found out was the fact that when the fire dome was worn. And I don't know how they ended up testing that over the other two pyramids, but that was the one they chose. When the fire dome was worn, the vitamin C efficiency was increased 500%.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
500%. And so, theoretically, you could give a person 1 gram, and they would get as much out of the vitamin C of 1 gram as another person without the pyramid would have to take 5 grams.
Right.
Now, the problem with taking 5 grams of vitamin C in those days is it came from rose hips. They didn't have what we call ester C today, which is a mineralized vitamin C that's non-acidic.
Because
we had only acidic, that's 40 years ago, acidic forms of vitamin C. So as a result, if you were taking 5 grams of that every day, you'd end up with a sore stomach and Montezuma's revenge.
Right.
That's just how it went.
Yes.
And so, as a result of that, the pyramid was really a great influence, because now people could take less vitamin C and have the same result. And if you were to take 5 grams, you'd still get Montezuma revenge. The other thing that we developed then was a thing called flash oxidation. And that's basically, when about a year later, or a couple years later, ester C had been invented by them, okay? And we were among the first to be actually using it.
Right.
And so as a result of that, I developed what's called a flash oxidized formula. And the flash oxidation idea came from Dr. Klenner, up in northern Maine, I believe it was. I forget exactly where he was. When a child went in with a poisonous snake bite from a rattlesnake or some poisonous snake,
right.
And was going into coma. And what he did is he took 20,000 units of vitamin C and interjected it intravenously into this child, and the child recovered almost immediately.
Wow.
So the 20 grams of vitamin C in an IV form canceled out all the venom in a rattlesnake bite, which is pretty interesting. And that became the birthplace of what today we call flash oxidation.
Fred, we have a question. Can you drink too much shaochi? I can drink a whole bottle in one sitting.
Yeah, well, you can do that, but then it's pretty hard on the liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little hard on the liver. I saw that question, yeah. So anyway, well, then what happened was, it's amazing having a chat thing today. You see how stupid this Ustream is?
Yeah.
Because the chat room, normally we can't get that. Mm-hmm. About 1 out of 10 shows, we get a chat room like we have here.
Same yeah.
procedure, but different operations on the part of Ustream, you know.
Right.
So anyway, this flash oxidation process was then taken to the next level, and I'm the one that took it to the next level, and that was I developed a very fast assimilating vitamin C where you could take 10 grams of vitamin C and get it in your system within about 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow.
It was a special capsule that I had formulated and a special vitamin C configuration that we made, and it was non-acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that when you drive a car more than 8 minutes in traffic, you get 24 hours of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow.
First symptom being lack of attention span, drowsiness, and depression. That's the first top. And then usually mm-hmm. anger and frustration. Those are how it goes.
Right.
So what we did, I was working for a Paradigm was very much going then, but I do consulting for multi-level companies, and I was doing consulting for a multi-level company. So
right.
they paid for the first round of formulations. And so therefore, we brought it on the market. However, we also found that, you know, people that would drive the freeways come home and take their flash oxidized formula, they got a nice side effect from it.
Right.
And that was that they would be sitting on the can. They'd be cleaning out both ends of their body, their lungs and the rear part.
Yeah, yeah.
So people liked that as a side effect. It was really great.
Yeah.
We also found it was good for hangovers, you know.
Huh.
Here. Yeah, it was great for hangovers. And so that was a very successful, I'm trying to remember the name of that company. It was a very successful formulation. But as we learned more about this stuff with Paradigm and got into it more, we found that if a person wore the pyramid or one of the receptors, then what would happen is they got the same effect without having to get that extra little boost from the turbo boost from the back.
Right.
Which is, you know, so we had developed a flash oxidizing effect already by accident, of course. A lot of our great discoveries in Paradigm are completely off the wall or by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
And that continues today. And a lot of times we don't even know what we're doing, you know. It's funny your neck, but it always works. Not always, but most of the time.
Right, right.
Well, then we started selling a lot of radomes at the time, still back in the day.
Okay.
And lose it, you lose it. So selling a lot of radomes, people would notice that in the beginning of wearing a radome for the first 30 days or so, it was pretty nice. The mental boost, the attention
right.
boost, and all of the basic boosts that occurred for the first 90 days.
Right.
Then what we found out was that people, after 90 days, the boosting thing sort of wore off.
Right.
And we did some research on it, and we found that in the human body, the endocrine system has different hormones in it, and that these hormones create consciousness. I'm going to move
right.
him a little bit further. I'm not accepting this patient here today. I'm going to have to be trained somehow or other. Get over there. That'll keep him busy. So we did research on vasopressin, which what we were finding out is that when people are driving cars and carbon monoxide, lysine and arginine, or vasopressin, they're the two amino acids that compose it.
Right.
We found out that their immune system suppressed that.
Huh.
So in other words, hormones that are responsible for your higher consciousness, your clarity of thought, were being suppressed by the carbon monoxide from, you know, driving on the freeway 8 minutes or more.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Wow.
So then we started recommending people to go to their health food stores and get lysine and arginine.
Right.
Take that on an empty stomach.
Right.
A couple times a day, especially around the time they were going to be driving on the freeways or on the
right.
road or the weekend vacation, whatever they were going to do.
Right.
And then try the radome again. And sure enough, we found that when people did that, the radome started working again. And so we learned a lesson. I mean, this is the basic stuff going way back.
Right.
This is how, when you work with as many people as we have, as many years as you have, we have.
Right.
We learn this stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the 200 ingredient formulas that we use today. And I think that it was really interesting. After the, we learned about the, well, then we learned about Diapid.
Mm-hmm.
That was due to Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. You remember them?
Yes.
You remember them?
Yes.
They used to be on the Johnny Carson show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so Dirk and I and Sandy used to do shows together. We used to lecture together, and I hung out with them. And
that's
I never
wild.
Went to their policy of MSG, but I did learn a hell of a lot about formulation because they were absolutely crazy. They would try a huge amount of anything to get a result.
Gotcha.
And they would OD on stuff. Johnny Carson loved them. You know, Dirk was actually a retired chemist from Shell Oil, and Sandy Shaw, I think she was a school teacher. I don't know whatever happened to him.
Hold on, we got somebody on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael. How you doing? Michael, this is Fred, Dr. Fred.
Fred,
Michael's
nice
a friend of mine.
Good.
And we're just talking about nutrition. He's really, really good about it. He really knows his stuff.
Yeah,
what's Michael doing?
Michael is really a sweet person. He's very much into energy, and I had him on the show last week, and we had a lot of fun. So
good.
Really,
so
really nice.
The projector that you made.
You love to meet him. He's really cool.
Steve let me wear one for a little while, and it was interesting because I would hold it in my left hand by the chain, and as the thing would spin around, you could see these invisible lines shooting out of it. Like for, I don't know how far, like for a mile. It was funny. It was like a ray gun or something. When I put it on my neck and I wore the thing, it changed me. It got me centered. And then I felt this like a sinking, like I was grounding into the earth. And then some other stuff happened, and then I realized I had to take the thing off. It was a little bit too
much. What was he wearing?
He was wearing my gold receptor.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot for somebody to start out with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way we roll, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you got a platinum bridge on that, yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing my projector today, but...
I see that, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I've got my other one right here, which I'll wear after the show's over. I'll switch off, but I want to get a little of this energy for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when you hold it up, like, the thing, it actually projects. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really wild.
Now, he was seeing what traces when he moved his hands.
Well, you just held it up in the air on the screen. it did the same thing. It looks like coming out of the front of it, there's like lines, like rays,
oh,
like
right,
lines.
Right out of the gemstone, you mean?
Yeah, right out of it, from the center going outward. They project outward with
it. Has he read the book, The Promise, yet?
No, he hasn't read it. I've got it here, so I'll give it to him to read.
Yeah, because that explains that beam coming out of the front of it.
Okay.
We actually had a woman. I don't know if you're familiar with kinesiology, like spoon bending and that. Are you familiar with that stuff, Michael? You know, kinesiology, are you familiar with that term?
Yes.
Okay. An example of extreme kinesiology is when this lady that had a son working in the garage, and a car fell on him off the jack, and she lifted it off, you know. Extreme energy causes extreme happenings in people. And we had a lady, I don't know if she was in New York or where she was, but she was wearing an emerald receptor, like in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came out of the alley or something and was attacking her like a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was going to rape her or kill her or what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned around, and the receptor popped out of her shirt or jacket or whatever was happening, and it shot a green beam right out of it and hit his chest. Mm-hmm. Came out of her receptor and went over and hit this guy in the chest and knocked him over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story. And then she reported this to the police, too, by the way. It was a description of the guy, and then he got up and took off and ran away.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually had that happen, that beam. It depends on the person that's wearing it and the level of energy and focus that they have.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. I don't think you want to go around zapping people with a green beam, but it's possible, you know. And
The thing, it looked like it was like a soft weapon, and that if it was tweaked a little bit, it could really, really do some more stuff, is the way that
if you take the life force, like, for example, if you take the life force and do healing of the hands and acupressure and acupuncture, that's great. Whereas you can take that same chi force or ki force in the body and do the 1 or 2 inch punch and push your energy out in martial arts and knock somebody over or even kill them.
Yeah.
It's just a higher concentration of the life force that's in everybody.
Yeah.
And what that perceptor obviously did in that woman's case is that it focused on her defensive energies, and it shot out a defensive chi force, you know, like she was doing martial arts, except she didn't have to move her hands. She just stood there, and the guy went over, you know. I thought that was pretty darn cool.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of emotion. Moment and the motion probably channeled the energy through the device and out she went.
Yeah, well, back when I was working with Lawrence Kennedy and occasionally with Uri Geller, Lawrence Kennedy was giving spoon bending lessons up at Lake Tahoe, and he made it mandatory because he was only getting an 80% success rate in people being able to bend spoons and crowbars and pans and lids and all the stuff they bent mentally. Mm-hmm. Until he started putting pyramids on their heads. And he found the radome to be very effective with that. So it became mandatory to take his class. You had to wear a radome. And so
your
you look
pyramid.
At how many pyramids are on a receptor. There's a couple hundred of them on there. That's like a lot of radomes, you know, a lot of focus energy.
So those pyramids that you make, Steve let me borrow a couple. And so, you know, a friend had it on her head, and I saw the physical pyramid sitting on her head, okay, big deal, it's just a thing. But then outside of her body, about 2 feet away, there was an invisible pyramid, and then outside of that was another pyramid. It was like there was it wasn't just one thing on her head. There were the other images of it outside beyond. I couldn't understand, like, how many there were or why they were there. It didn't make any sense. I don't know what it means. It just was there. And then I ignored it, and then later on I looked back and it was there again. It was, and it seems to give clarity to people's minds. It looked like it cleared stuff is what it looked like it cleared her mind or brought her into focus.
Yeah, well, how many different images did you see of the same thing?
One, there was the one real one, and then there was another one outside, and another one, and then I couldn't see beyond that because I can't see all that much. I can just see some stuff.
Yeah, because it sounds like you tapped into either a parallel universe phenomenon, or some kind of a foldback in an Einstein-Rosen bridge, which would have been localized. And science and physics is just getting into the understanding of the Einstein-Rosenberg bridge, which really says that if you have a sheet of paper and you put a dot on either side of it, the quickest way to connect the dots is not draw a line across the paper, but to bend the paper in half and have the two dots touch.
Mm-hmm.
And space has been proven to be that way around a gravitational body. It creates what's called a gravitational lens, which then folds space back on itself.
Yes.
And there's nothing in the universe that goes on with stars or black holes or, you know, space-time singularities that the human body can't reproduce, not a damn thing.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of having that discipline, which obviously most people don't have.
Well, you mean everybody has, they just aren't aware that they have it, right?
Yeah. They don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
I had to move the bird here. Getting wild again. I think I'm going to retire my sidekick for a while until I get a little older. That's energy. He's got a lot of energy there. Yeah, so that's what's happening. And the other explanation, plausible explanation, is that side continuums, meaning that we exist in many places at once. We exist where we just pre-existed, and we exist where we're going to exist in the future. And in between there, it's like, how would you describe that? Running a video, you know? And actually running a piece of film. And each frame of that film, you can run it forward or backwards, and each frame contains an image. And so what you're doing is, you know, in a case of a film projector, like an old 35-millimeter film projector, they synchronize the light to the rate at which the film goes by, the number of frames, and they run so many frames per second to synchronize with the human eye. And so it's the same thing, and you get out of synchronicity. Yeah.
Amazing.
Cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, really so.
It is. It seems like we're barely tapping into it. But it also seems, as I look around, a lot of people are waking up. People who normally couldn't see the stuff that I can see are starting to see it, and that I was starting to see a little bit more than I used to see as a kid. So it seems like everybody's waking up and feeling more and shifting. You know, that,
well,
that's
about another year and about 3 months, the energy that's waking them up is going to be a little bit more substantial than it is now. You can already see the havoc that it's wrecking on our economies.
Sure.
As people prepare to enter a new lifestyle, whether they want to or not. And if they don't, they won't be a part of it, and they'll either be dead or on the street or in jail. I mean, it's just pretty much how it goes with this stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful stuff.
It seems that a lot of the things that people are dreaming are happening faster for them, too. Where before you dreamt things and you wouldn't see it for 20 years, now you just imagine things and they depending on how high their vibration is, those things are popping real fast.
Yeah. That's the quantum, it's called quantum entanglement, and what physics is also seeing that, too. And there's a thing called the Heisenberg principle, and that is such that you can measure where something is, but you don't know how fast it's traveling, or you can measure the speed of something, but you don't know where it is. It's called the uncertainty principle.
Yeah.
And through quantum physics, we're able to overcome the Heisenberg In other words, we can locate something and know where it is at the same time and know how fast it's moving by being able to focus on it. When you say, how fast is something, it doesn't mean like it's an airplane or a car going by. It means its vibratory rate. And so the human eye can visualize the vibratory rate between 400 and 700 angstrom. But when you use the projector and the receptor and some of the other devices that we do, that bandwidth increases two or three times. So now you can see what you previously couldn't see.
So people who can't see clairvoyantly, if they look at the projector or they wear it, will start to be able to see a little bit wider dynamic range?
Yes. Yeah, because it stops the blockages. You know, this electronic harassment and all this is going on by all the world governments is purposely trying to block human consciousness so that the instrument of creeping fascism can go to work and take over our lives like it's trying to.
Yeah. There's also
a result of that, of all this electronic harassment and you know, regulation of, they don't even want you to eat health food anymore. They're trying to even stop people from having organic gardens. I'm going to put this bird in the other room. Hold on. Kind of screaming and shower. You're gonna
have to learn
to hate. Okay. Walk in here. Put him in the other room.
There we go.
He's getting a dunce cap today. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at with all this.
And there's also an aspect.
People are finally starting to understand what paradigm has been doing for the last 40 years.
There's also a mess.
There is an alternative here, you know.
There's also a mass consciousness that people have, though.
The mass consciousness is not doing too well yet.
No,
it's getting better. I wouldn't consider you or Steve as part of mass consciousness right now.
No,
mass consciousness still making women disappear in Aruba, shooting Marines or Federal Reserve guys in restaurants and. Car wrecks and creating television shows and like housewife shows
and
alternative reality shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where the fear. Mass is. There's a lot of fear out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And when you have that fear, you bring it on, you know?
Yeah. You give it off, you attract it, it promulgates. You know, as soon as you go back into that heart and you just feel that love and just keep sending out that feeling of unconditional love, then it's hard for the fear to exist in the same place and while that love's going on.
Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of that right now, that's for sure.
Yep.
Well, I thought I'd call in. I don't want to pull away from your discussions on nutrition. I enjoyed the piece that you were discussing with the what did you do? You took vitamin C and put a bioflavonator with it? Something
no,
to speed up?
We take vitamin C and we add it into our formulas now, but you just... But in those days, we would just take it with the pyramid on it. You'd get much better assimilation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now we were using it with the amino acids to flash oxidize the body and get rid of the antagonists of carbon, you know, fossil fuel.
Yeah.
So that's what we were covering.
Nice.
We'll have something to talk about next week, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
We only hit three nutrients, and there's 200 and some of them, you know, so we can go through them all.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I'm wondering.
He makes a great vitamin.
Have you ever seen where you take a laptop computer and you put these probes in your hands, and they move them around, and then they can show you the different... energy points in your body and how they're performing, if they're under or if they're over. But then you can have some work done later on with acupuncture or applied kinesiology or whatever, and then you come back later on and you do the same thing again. It'll show if you've balanced or not.
Yeah.
They put vitamins on that device, and then they put it in their hands, and it can tell you what parts of your body like it or if they were doing something with that.
We have a device that does that. Made by StarTech Health Systems. You can do all of that. It's hooked to a computer. We have that here. We use that as a map for some of the things we're doing on our X1 healing machine that we are working on last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have that kind of stuff around here.
That always intrigued me, that kind of technology. It's just fascinating to watch that stuff work. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it works great. We've been doing it for a long time.
Nice.
We have a lot of crazy ways to test our stuff out that we don't tell people about, you know?
Right. Yeah, so, well, you don't need to distract people with all the, you know, it's just like building an automobile. You don't need to tell everybody how you machine the parts and everything.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
want to make sure that thing runs. It runs well.
They might do that, though. Right?
Yeah. Have you seen his car? He's got a nice car there.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. It was nice calling in. It was nice talking with you, and looking forward to talking again some other time.
Take care. Oh, listen, have you had dinner yet, Michael?
I actually just picked up something, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But if you're around, you want me to go out and spend some time? I'm wide awake.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, all right. Are you with the office?
Rain a little bit, huh?
Go out.
Are you with the office now, Steve?
No, I'm at home. We're doing a show, so all right. I'm here.
All right. I'm going to hang up, and then I'll swing over that way. Okay.
Okay, great. He's a really
friends.
Nice person. Really, really good guy.
Client or what?
Excuse me?
Is Mike one of your clients?
Michael just came into my life about 2 weeks ago, and he picked up on my energy, and he said all he could see was pure white light coming from my body, and we've been friends ever since.
Oh, that's
so
pretty good.
Yeah, he was. He heard the show, I think. And if I remember correctly, and he said he focused in on me, he said all he could see was pure white light. He said he never saw that from anybody before, so we've been close ever since, and his fiancée's the same way, so it's really cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
well,
really sweet.
What does he do anyway? Does he work or what?
He does specific work for the government. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, I thought I kind of figured. He's pretty tuned in.
Yeah, he's very, very tuned in, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're down to 2 minutes, so.
Are you serious already? Oh, my God, it's 8:53.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and put your phone number up there.
Yeah, phone number is 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you with questions about our stuff.
Great, and our number over here is 1-800- 729-2603. It's 1-800-729-2603. And this is the Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, brought to you every Thursday when we're around town, and that's at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific, or 8 o'clock Steve time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a fun show, and we're going to move on out of here in a minute.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you're
going to wait
to eat, you know, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I came home, I took a nap, and then I just got up just before the show, so.
Yeah.
So I feel so
good. Did you have fun on the show?
I had a blast.
Yeah, it didn't wear you out tonight, did it?
No.
So we'll continue with nutrition. I've got to start booking some guests now, too, because a lot of PR people are bugging me to put people on the show and promote them and do the things that we do over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be off the air.
Fred, have a nice week. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right. And thanks for doing the show while I was gone.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Bye.